From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. President Trump is continuing to publicly bash the Federal Bureau of Investigation's Russia probe, while leaving open the possibility of the presidential pardon for former National Security Advisor Michael Flynn, who pleaded guilty to lying to FBI agents. Flynn has agreed to cooperate with special counsel investigators examining allegations of Russian meddling in the 2016 election and collusion between Moscow and the Trump campaign. The president has repeatedly called the Russia investigation a witch hunt.
I didn't make a phone call to Russia. I have nothing to do with Russia. Everybody knows it. That was a Democrat hoax. It was an excuse for losing the election.
Early this year, the U.S. intelligence community released a report that stated Russia had meddled in the election, showing a preference for Trump over Democratic candidate Hillary Clinton. A strong earthquake shook Indonesia's densely populated Java Island late Friday night, killing two adults in collapsed homes. It was not immediately clear how many people have been injured. The magnitude 6.5 quake struck just before midnight local time. It was felt about 200 kilometers away in the capital, Jakarta, where office towers and apartment buildings swayed. It triggered a tsunami warning for parts of the Java coastline that was lifted about 2 hours later. Indonesia sits on the Ring of Fire, a seismically active line of faults in the Pacific Ocean where many earthquakes and volcanic eruptions occur. For details on much more news, we invite you to join us at our website. That is voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News. Two Sierra Leone health workers who survived Ebola are suing their government for allegedly mismanaging funds during the epidemic. The Ebola survivors blame a lack of resources provided by the government for their infection and for the deaths of many of their co-workers. More than 3,000 people died in Sierra Leone from Ebola. The plaintiffs are seeking financial compensation, an acknowledgement that their rights were violated, and the formation of a national commission to investigate civil and criminal liability from the alleged misuse of funds. Lawmakers in Peru have initiated impeachment proceedings against President Pedro Pablo Kuczynski, who over-alleged corruption. Opposition lawmakers filed the motion against the president on Friday, saying he was morally unfit to lead the country after he resisted calls to resign over the alleged corruption. Kuczynski vowed to fight on and not resign, denying there was anything improper in his consulting business receiving previously undisclosed payments more than a decade ago from a company at the center of the country's biggest corruption scandal. European leaders finished a summit in Brussels agreeing that Britain has done enough to move on to the second phase of negotiations to leave the EU, but without any signs of an agreement on matters of immigration. European Council leader Donald Tusk said at the conclusion of the meetings that EU leaders will find it very hard to reach a compromise in talks on a new policy for admitting refugees by a June deadline. Southern countries, including Italy and Greece, which take in a large number of asylum seekers who reach their shores, want every EU member state to be required to take in refugees. And the United Nations Children's Fund says that more than half of South Sudan's children have suffered abuse, trauma, and hunger over the past 4 years of the war. Released on the fourth anniversary of the start of the war, UNICEF's latest report painting a gloomy picture of childhood in the Central African nation. In Mexico, Congress approved a law on Friday that enshrines the use of the army in the country's long war against drug cartels, vote overriding protests from the United Nations rights body and activists who fear it will encourage abuses by the military. Known as the Law of Internal Security, the bill establishes rules for the military's role in battling drug gangs. For more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown reporting here in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.